Bob Dole tossed out a reference to his homepage on the World Wide Web at the end of the debate last night. Bill Clinton once appeared on a late-night television show playing the saxophone. Commentator Michelle Mitchell says the efforts to connect to young people have had the effect of driving them away from the major parties.
The Democrats and Republicans may not want Ross Perot or any other third-party candidate participating in the presidential debates, but they're fighting a losing battle. This presidential campaign has had the substance of a souffle, so it shouldn't come as a surprise that most young voters, those between 18 and 35, are turning to alternatives. It's not just a reaction to this campaign. Growing up, we watched our parents shrug their shoulders every election cycle and say the choice was between the lesser of two evils. That's not exactly positive motivation. We have seen both parties fall into scandal after scandal, all the while trying to scapegoat each other. And this year, their platforms ring hollow. What does Al Gore's finger-wagging at teen smokers and Bob Dole's "just don't do it" drug slogan have to do with the deficit or crime or the environment or education, all of which are the top concerns for young people? And 18 to 35-year-olds do vote on issues, not on party affiliation or character. Since the Democrats and Republicans have avoided discussing anything relevant, young voters have looked for other options. 18 to 35-year-olds have pushed membership in the Green Party and the Libertarian Party up by as much as 40%. For the first time ever, more than half of Massachusetts voters are registered independents. And nationally, over 60% of 18 to 35-year-olds do not identify with either major party. This is not letting up. According to the Washington-based polling company, more than half of 12 to 17-year-olds see themselves as independent. No wonder, then, the Democrats and Republicans don't want Ross Perot or any other candidate in their debates. The Commission on Presidential Debates, made up equally of both major parties, said Ross Perot should not be included because he didn't have a realistic chance of winning. Maybe not in 1996, but it's not this year that the Democrats and Republicans are worried about.
Michelle Mitchell writes a political column for The Transom, an online service for 18 to 35-year-olds.